Hello and welcome to Studio Classroom. My name is Gabe. Do you believe your English will improve today? I certainly do. Now, how would you like to go overseas to study English? Maybe to England, Australia, Canada, the United States? Many people have had this kind of opportunity, including the author of our lesson today, Simon He. Now, if you have your magazine open, which you should, then you already know where he went. That's right, California. Our lesson is called California, Here I Come. We'll learn a little of the background of Simon's trip and how he had this opportunity. And what was involved? A paper, a written examination, and an interview. Let's find out how Simon's dream came true. But first, let's get inside and join Rebecca. He's going to California, so I just wonder how different people think about visiting different countries and like what kind of dreams that they have.
You know, that's a very good question, Gabe. I know that I actually love California. I think it's a great place to visit, a great place to live. I used to live there, but I really want to go to Australia. Australia would be a wonderful place to visit. Well, friends, my name is Rebecca, and I am so excited about our topic today. We're talking about Simon He and his adventures in California.
You know what I really like about Simon He, Rebecca?
What's that?
We share the same last name.
Gabe, no you don't. Mm-hmm. Your last name is Harbor.
I know. Yes, that is my English last name. But in Chinese, my last name is He, Ren Ke He. We have the same last name. Simon, we are brothers.
Yeah, you guys are definitely brothers. Well, I guess, Gabe, you are really going to enjoy today's lesson then.
I think I will.
Well, I think we should get started with our first reading.
Let's do that.
California, here I come. A dream come true. When I was a kid, I saw a lot of American cartoons and movies. Some friends had traveled to or studied in the U.S., and I wanted to visit America. I thought I'd have to wait many years, but miracles happen. One day, I received a notice from my high school alumni association. It was about an all-expenses-paid study tour to California. Everyone in high school could apply, and the association would choose four winners.
Hi, welcome to Language Lab. 这篇文章的第一个重点，我们来看 alumni 这个复数型名词。Alumni 是指毕业生或校友，它的单数形是 alumnus, A-L-U-M-N-U-S。我们来看一个例句 ：My college's alumni association held a banquet last night at the Hilton。我的大学校友会昨天晚上在希尔顿举行了晚会。或者是 Hank is an alumnus of Boston University。Hank 是波士顿大学的校友，或者是 several alumni established a fund to help disadvantaged students. 几位校友设立了一个基金来帮助贫困的学生。接下来我们看的是 all expenses paid 这个形容词片语。All expenses paid 是指全额的或者是包含一切费用的。例如 Chloe's vacation to Paris is an all expenses paid trip. Chloe 去巴黎度假的费用是由公司全额支付的。或者是 Tommy's all expenses paid vacation in Maui really refreshed him. 这趟由公司支付费用的贸易岛假期让 Tommy 恢复了元气。
California, here I come. Hey, here I come. Actually, when we're playing hide and go seek, that's a fun game I played when I was a kid. Did you ever play that?
I love that game. Let's play right now.
That's a good game. In Chinese, that's duo mao mao. So one person hides and the other person has to go and find them or seek after them.
So I have an idea.
Okay.
You go hide and I'll come find you.
All right. Sounds good.
Okay. Ready? I'm going to count to three.
All right. Close your eyes.
All right. Okay. One, two, three. Ready or not, here I come.
Hey, teachers, come back to tea!
Okay, coming! Go, 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 go.
I'm going.
Yeah.
Okay.
I guess we'll have to continue that game some other time.
That was fun.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, the phrase here I come is often something or a phrase that we use maybe when you're going to another country or another city. For example, when I moved to Taiwan, I said, Taiwan, here I come.
And that's kind of what I say every time I go to visit my parents in Jiayi. Jiayi, here I come. And the author of our lesson, Simon He, that's what he said when he went to California. California, here I come. He's excited to go there.
Now, talking about moving to Taiwan, you know, when I was younger, I always wanted to move overseas and teach English. And so when I came here, it was like a dream come true.
Hey, a dream come true. Well,
yes.
That's the first thing we read here in our lesson. And if you have a dream and it comes true, you could say that was a dream come true. You know, last year, my dream came true when I met my favorite drummer, Vinny Colaietta, right here in Taipei. That was a dream come true.
Well, as for Simon, it was like a dream for him coming true when he moved to California or when he got to spend some time studying in California. So I'm excited about learning more about Simon.
Yeah, that's right. You know what? I think his English had to be pretty good. He improved a lot to go to California. Well, I just wonder how important English really is. Let's see what the guys have to say about that in the info cloud.
In just a few months, a fresh wave of university graduates in Asia will enter society looking for jobs.
According to one newspaper survey, the thing they fear most about the job application process is English. English tests and giving English self-introductions.
Increasingly, Asian companies want employees who are familiar with English. Thankfully, we're not talking about being fluent, just having some ability to work within the language.
But know that now, if you write on your resume that your English is good, companies are more likely to ask you to prove it.
Which makes applying for a job a potentially tear-jerking, unnerving, and dreadful experience.
Right. So friends, if you fear the English interview, you can do something about it. You might think of the interview as a very heavy weight and your English language ability as your muscles.
If you knew in advance that you'd need to lift that weight to get the job, you would start training your muscles, right?
I sure hope so. So if you haven't yet, start training your English language muscles now to get that job. Just 10 minutes a day. And watch your fear of English melt away.
很多人学英文并不是因为他喜欢英文，很多人是硬着头皮学英文，为的是要取得一份好的工作。因此呢，他们会在 resume 履历表上标示自己精通英文。只是当你这样写的时候，你在 interview 面试的时候，就很可能被要求证明你对英文有多精通。其实很多人都会对英文面试感到恐惧，重要的是把英文学好是要下功夫的。我们只要每天花十分钟的时间阅读英文，就可以把英文的基础打好，也能够除去对英文的恐惧。这就是今天的 Info Cloud， 我们下次云端见。
Thank you, guys. All right, if you do want to go to an English-speaking country, it would help to know a little bit of English and be able to converse with people. Well, Simon continues here. One day, I received a notice from my high school alumni association. Let's take a look at that first little phrase, one day. Now, you can use this to express something that happened that you didn't plan on happening on that certain day.
Exactly. Now, that reminds me. One day, my dad came home from work and told us that we were taking a trip to Florida. It was definitely something that I wasn't expecting to happen.
Wow, I'm sure that was an exciting trip to Florida. For me, let's see. Oh, a couple of years ago, one day I got into a scooter accident.
Oh.
I didn't plan
I'm
on
so
that
sorry.
happening.
Yeah, most of those things are not really planned.
No, so just like in our lesson, Simon maybe wasn't expecting to receive a notice from the High School Alumni Association. Well, use that phrase one day in other ways.
And you know what else was even more surprising? Well, this was an all-expense-paid study tour trip to California.
That's right, an all-expense, or as you can see, all expenses paid. Now, when it's written like this, it's more like an adjective. It's an all-expenses-paid trip. Maybe you had an all-expenses-paid business trip where your company paid for the whole trip.
Well, you know, a couple years ago, I actually won an all-expenses-paid trip to Israel. It was a very exciting and life-changing experience for me.
All right, well, Simon Hugg got to go to California. Now, what do you think of when you hear the word California? I think of Disneyland, but I wonder what other people thought, so I asked a few. Let's see what's going on in today's SC Challenge. What do you think of when you hear the word California?
I think of the song Hotel California.
Welcome to the Hotel California. Is that the right song?
I think so. I think of beach, sunshine, and Hollywood.
Nice.
Flowers. Summer. I think I still like flowers.
Beach.
Would you like to go to a California beach?
If I can. If I can afford it.
It's the sunshine, mm-hmm. and the beach, yeah. and the 帅哥 美女. Oh.
非常好. That is the SC Challenge for you. Are you ready for the SC Challenge? Welcome back to Studio Classroom. Now, what is your dream in life? For Simon He, the author of today's lesson, it was to visit America. He thought that he would have to wait for many years for that dream to come true. But as he says, miracles do happen. He was in high school when the chance of a lifetime came to have a study tour of California. All the high schoolers could apply, but only four would be chosen. Well, let's continue and find out what the process was like for Simon to join this study tour.
California, here I come. First, I had to write a paper titled, What's the Influence of Information Digitization in Modern Life? 10 students would proceed to the next level. I had never written a paper before, so I was very surprised my paper was selected. Second was a written examination and interview. I just did a self-introduction for the interview, and I didn't find the written exam hard because I've been reading Studio Classroom for years. I had no problem with the vocabulary or listening. A month later, I burst into tears of joy when my dream came true.
Okay, 继续我们看的是 digitization 这个名词。Digit 是指数位，所以 digitization 是指数位化。例如 digitization has changed the way music albums are produced. 数位化让音乐专辑制作的方式改变了。或者是 digitization of patients' medical records is time-consuming but worthwhile. 把病患的病历数位化非常的耗时但是值得花时间。最后我们看的是 proceed 这个动词。PRO 这个字首有往前的意思所以 proceed 是指前进或进行。例如 we will proceed to the next stage of our plan when we're ready. 当我们预备好的时候会往计划的下一个阶段进行。或者是 please proceed to the boarding gate as soon as possible. 请快速前进到登机口。And now let's get back to our teachers. Well, let's continue on with our lesson. We read, First, I had to write a paper titled, What's the Influence of Information Digitization in Modern Life? Now, we want to pause for just a moment and talk about this phrase, the influence of something in or on something else. What exactly does that mean?
Well, our lives are full of influences, right? We influence people, and of course, people and things influence us. The question here is, what's the influence of information digitization in modern life? Another question using this pattern is, what's the influence of social media on our lives?
Now, when I hear the word influence, I usually think about people. For example, you could say the mayor has had a huge influence on the entire city.
Okay, so he is probably a good influence, and you want to be a good influence on other people. But of course, there are some bad influences as well. Maybe you know somebody and you think he is a bad influence on your son, or she is a bad influence on your daughter.
And you probably want to stay away from those people, people who are going to have a bad influence on you. Well, how does our lesson continue?
Well, actually, a part of this sentence, this question is information digitization. And actually, there's different examples of that in our lives, right? Like, for example,
oh, look at this.
This is a GPS.
You know, I have a GPS.
Yeah.
It was wonderful.
A lot of people use GPS these days. But we used to use something else before information digitization.
I know what that is.
Yeah, what would you use to get around, Rebecca?
We would use maps, of course. Come on.
That's right. You would use a road map made of paper, and you'd have to fold it out and unfold it, and it would be take up a lot of space. So a GPS really is helpful. Now, there are some other examples as well, like books. Paperback books become what, Rebecca?
E-books. But you know something? To be quite honest with you, I still prefer the hardcover book. E-books are more convenient because you can take them everywhere, mm-hmm. and they're easier to access. But still, I like a hard copy of a book.
I think a lot of people feel the same way. And so this is a good question that Simon He had to address. Well, a couple of sentences down we read, and I didn't find the written exam hard because I've been reading Studio Classroom for years. Well, I think Liz would like to take a closer look at this sentence.
Hi there, friends. How are you doing today? My name is Liz, and thanks for joining me here as we take a closer look at this sentence. I didn't find the written exam hard. Normally, the word find means to discover or finally see something that's been missing, like my dog ran away and I need to go find it. But in the case of today's sentence, find means to feel or have an opinion about something. So today's sentence just means that the writer had the opinion the written exam wasn't hard. In other words, he didn't feel it was hard. Notice the pattern. To find something plus a description. Use this pattern when you want another way to talk about how one feels about something. For example, if you think someone is acting in a silly way, you can say, I find his actions silly. Or maybe you heard a story and you think it's too ridiculous. You can say, I find the story ridiculous. Now, as a reminder, this pattern is best used in an informal situation or in a conversation. And that's all the time we have for today. My name is Liz, and I hope to see you again next time.
Thank you, Liz. Well, here in our lesson, we read, I had no problem with the vocabulary or listening. Now, we want to take a moment and talk about this phrase, to have a problem with something. Now, typically when you hear that word problem, you think of maybe having a difficult time with something. But here, Simon had no problem. That means that the listening and vocabulary section were probably pretty easy for him.
And maybe that's because he'd been reading Studio Classroom for years. Just something to remember. That's all I'm saying. Now, you can use this word problem to talk about other things, right? Problem is a countable word, so you can add an S if there are more than one problem. So, for example, I had a lot of car problems the other day.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that, Gabe. Or you can also say, I have no problem meeting up with you on Sunday. My entire day is free.
All right. Well, our next sentence here, we read something else. A month later, I burst into tears of joy when my dream came true. Well, let's talk about that word later, and you can add any period of time when you're talking about this word.
Exactly. For example, you could say, well, you know, I bought a car, and 3 weeks later, I started having car problems, and then I had to bring the car to the shop.
Good example. Okay, now here's my question. If I'm talking with someone right now, and I know in 3 weeks I will go to Greece, Rebecca, could I say, 3 weeks later, I'll go to Greece?
No, Gabe. You could either say, in 3 weeks, I'm going to go to Greece, or from this point, today, in 3 weeks, I'll go to Greece.
All right, so from now, I'll go to Greece in 3 weeks, or I'll go to Greece 3 weeks from now, okay? So if something happened in the past, and you can refer to that incident, Rebecca's car broke down, 3 weeks later, she took it to the shop. Okay, so that's how you use this phrase. Well, right now it's time for us to continue learning and reviewing with Linda in the editor's summary.
Do dreams come true? Well, they certainly did for Simon He, a high school student from Jiayi. When Simon was little, he watched American cartoons and movies that had some, and he also had some friends that had traveled to or studied in the United States. And he wanted to visit there himself. But he thought he'd have to wait for years. And then a miracle happened. And this is the story. His high school alumni association was sponsoring an all-expense-paid study tour to California. And everyone in the high school could apply. The association would choose four winners. So, how did they choose? Well, first there was a paper that had to be written. What's the influence of information digitization in modern life? Simon was so surprised when his paper was selected because he had never written one before. And then he went through a self-introduction interview, and after that he took a written test. He said he didn't find the test hard at all because he had been reading Studio Classroom for years. A month later, he burst into tears when he found out that his dream had come true.
Thank you, Linda. All right, well, Simon He is really excited about his trip to California. As we read earlier, he burst into tears of joy. California, here I come.
Well, for him, it was like a dream come true. It's something that he's been wanting to do for a long time. I wonder what's going to happen while he's in California. I want to learn more about Simon He. And I hope you do too, because we have more for you tomorrow right here on Studio Classroom.
We'll see you then. Okay, Rebecca, now it's your turn to hide.
Are you ready?
One, two, three. Ready or not, here I come!